With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk, A30 WCCO. We know that Governor Tim Walz said that we got to dial it back. Some here with just things that we're doing in our daily lives, that we can't eat in restaurants and bars here for the next 4 weeks, can't go to the gyms for the next 4 weeks. You know, I'm a fan of Lifetime Fitness. I try to go to work out as much as I can. So those things that we're accustomed to doing, and just everything about our lives has been altered and changed because of COVID-19. But one of the things that's been lost in the conversation regarding COVID-19, because there's so many different layers to this and so many things that we talk about, we lose sight of the kids, children, and how they're impacted by it. And I'm talking about beyond the conversation of distance learning. Like, yeah, we get that, right? Because that involves adults, right? That involves adults. Adults, a lot of adults are working from home and they're there with their kids, and you know about that, okay? That's a part of your life right now. But how are kids coping with COVID-19? Well, regular guest on the show, friend of the show, I like to say, Sean Jensen, a former sports reporter and writer, author right now, and speaker. He joins us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Sean K. Jensen, to discuss the 6 keys to help young athletes persevere through COVID challenges. Hey, Sean, I appreciate you being on the show tonight, man, because I think that these are some really good points that you're making with regard to the young athletes, because right now, you know, one of the hot-button topics is we're not going to finish the football season. And yeah. And when is basketball going to get started? So it's difficult for everyone, and specifically it's different for these young athletes too.
Yeah, it is. I feel awful for our kids, and I feel especially bad right now for the football players. You know, I mean, they had a lot of sort of stops and starts and disruptions, and now sort of winding toward this postseason, and then to have it all halted. You know, I mean, it's just so difficult to deal with those things. And, you know, it's funny. I was really thinking that I feel like right now there's just so much outrage, and you're on Twitter all the time. So, Lake, you and I are on Twitter all the time, and you see all this outrage and all this complaining, and just for lack of a better term, it's just so much noise. Yeah. And I think we as adults have just lost sight of perspective, and as we're just engaged in all this madness around the elections and around COVID and rightful things like jobs and money and things, I think we've lost sight of the most vulnerable among us, right? I mean, of course, older folks who are more susceptible to COVID, but also our children.
Yeah.
You know, like children thrive on routine and structure. And right now there's not, right? Most kids are not in school every day like they have been for a long time. And now we're taking away their sports as well. And, you know, we just have to be very intentional. And that's why I developed this list, was just to try to help people. Hey, let's take a step back, parents. Let's take a step back, coaches and adults and anyone who influences young people, and think about them, right? Give them a chance to speak. Don't tell them, you know, one of the worst things I think we can do right now is, you know, that we can either be with them and tell them, oh, this is awful. You guys should be playing sports. You know what I mean? That can be very counterproductive.
Yeah. We're talking to Sean.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, we're talking to Sean Jensen here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO, author, speaker, and writer here on the show. And we want to dive into his six keys to help young athletes persevere through COVID challenges. You can go to his website, SeanKJensen.com, and check it out yourself. But Sean, kind of take the listening audience through the six keys.
Yeah, I think the first thing, and this is just something that my most popular talk that I do when I speak to kids, is be grateful. I know that sounds really odd right now and frankly kind of countercultural, but I think it's just so important to, we're all struggling in some different way. I mean, this is a unique thing where COVID has impacted everybody in this world, right? And so instead of just dwelling on all the negatives, what can you focus on that's very positive in your life? And most rudimentary thing, even if you're struggling with money, if you're struggling with your health, you're breathing right now, right? And so really try to get your kids to understand, hey, let's focus right now on things that we can be grateful for, you know, and maybe we can't play sports, but can we still get outside and dribble the ball in the garage? Can we still, you know, go to the park and get some shots up, right? And so try to focus on the positive. Second thing that I talk about is be active. It's really, really important for the development of us adults, but especially for kids to be active, right? The younger the kids, the more active they need to be. And so, you know, there are specific guidelines from like the CDC and WHO about how much activity and physical exertion that we should all be doing. But kids need that, right? Kids need to burn energy and be active. So that's important. And maybe we can't do it in the traditional way through sports and practices 2 to 3 times a week, but we still have to figure out ways to keep our kids active. The third thing is to be engaged, right? I mean, and being engaged meaning find connections with other people. It's obviously hard because our children are not going to school, because our kids aren't going to sports activities and being with their teammates and going to tournaments on the weekends. But we have to figure out ways to help them be connected. I know one of the concessions I've made during COVID is allowing my son to play video games a little bit more because he plays with his friends.
Yeah.
And it is a way for him and his friends. And I do hear them talking while they're playing games, and they're talking about stuff, you know, that friends would talk about. And so what's the alternative? He can't be with them in person. I don't love the fact that he's playing more video games than I traditionally allow, but it is a way right now that's working, and I'm willing to make that concession. The fourth thing I talk about is be agile. That's one of my favorite words right now, agility. And what agile means is you got to be quick and nimble. And right now, there's so many things changing daily. Sometimes it feels hourly that things are changing, and we have to be able to adjust. And again, for us as adults and caretakers of our kids, us spending hours and days complaining and why is this happening and how come and, you know, doing the petitions. I mean, do those things. But at the end of the day, at some point, you have to accept what reality is and help make the best situation for your kids and your family. Right. And that's different for all of us. We all don't have the same situation at home. Maybe some of us have smaller or bigger houses. Maybe we have access to a playground and others don't. Right. I can't tell you what that is. But as parents and caretakers, we have to be agile to try to adjust and make the best situation for our kids and our families. The fifth thing is don't seek perfection. This is not that time, right? Everything is a little bit off. And I think the more we try to just make everything perfect, the more we're just setting ourselves and our kids up for failure, okay? And so this is a time of grace. This is a time to be, you know, forgiving of each other. As parents, being forgiving of yourself. If you snap at your kids sometimes, hey, apologize to them. Hey, dad's a little bit stressed today. I'm sorry. You don't know how many times I've said I'm sorry to my kids because it's hard, right? We're around each other a lot more these days because of COVID, and it can get stressful. And so don't try to be perfect, and don't try to make your kids be perfect, because it is just a really, really challenging time. And the last thing, and I think also probably the most important, is just to be positive, right? I tell my kids all the time, control what you can control. And no matter whatever circumstance or challenge you're facing, you the individual get to control your attitude. And no matter that circumstance, you can choose to see the positive in whatever situation. So even if you've made a mistake, you can turn that into a positive to say, hey, what can I learn from this mistake? Right? And that's, yep, that's a great thing right now, is that if we could be more positive. And I see so much negativity, and that's why I try to, I'm not as involved on social media right now, because there's just so much negativity. And instead, what if we all could just do something more to be positive and encourage people and say nice things to people? And instead of going around looking at somebody to honk at and somebody to yell at a store, just be nice. Leave, yep, generous tips if you can. You know, my wife and I went out to dinner last week at Bacio in Plymouth, and we had just the most pleasant waitress. She just had a great attitude, and she made our dining experience great. And I'm not saying this to brag, but we left her a $50 tip. We, yeah, never saw her afterwards. I've never seen her again. We went back like a few days later because we had such a great experience. But those are the kind of things that we can do to try to encourage and help other people, because you never know how much of a difference that can make in someone's day or week or month. You know, so I feel like if we could just really try to focus on those kind of things, that we're going to help our kids manage this the best that we can, because it is not, it's not ideal for everybody, right? Everybody's, yep, struggling to some degree.
Yeah. We're talking to Sean Jensen, author, speaker, and coach here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Go to SeanKJensen.com for the 6 keys to help young athletes persevere COVID. With that, you know, we know that everybody parents different. Mm-hmm. We know that, you know, just family structures are different from one household to the next.
Yeah,
so it's,
yeah,
not going to be as easy. Yeah. I have met your kids once. You've got an awesome son and an awesome daughter. And so I think for your household and for your children, mm-hmm, it's probably an easier buy-in with mom and dad, right? Successful, yeah, parents. What do you say to those parents out there that are maybe struggling a little bit more with the buy-in with their kids is maybe a little bit tougher?
Ask for help. Ask for help. You know, it's okay right now. You don't, again, don't have to be perfect. And I asked for help. My wife and I, right? I enlisted somebody at my son's school, right? I'm with my son all the time, and he's had a little bit of a run of some hard-headed decisions. And there was a teacher at his school who, you know, there was a little bit of a connection. And so I bought them lunch and said, hey, Elijah, you're going to meet with this teacher, you know, on this day. And where do you want dad to get lunch from? And he said Chipotle. He wasn't happy about it, but I went to Chipotle and got lunch for him and his teacher. I went back to the school at 11:30 and dropped it off. But I was asking for help because I'm having a little bit of a hard time getting through to my son, you know? Yeah. And so that's what we can do. I mean, we should all, we all should have somebody that we admire in some way, right? And so if you're having a hard time getting through to your kid, reach out to somebody else in your network and say, hey, you know what? I think you might be able to have a conversation with my son. Would you mind having a couple Zooms and see? And it might not work out, but the effort, at least try, you know what I mean? And ask other, yeah, folks. And most people are going to be happy to help you, that they'll be flattered that you think that you might be able to help their child. So I think it's really important right now to seek alternatives, because you don't have to have all the answers.
Hey, Sean, continued success, my man. I appreciate you being on the show tonight. And, you know, one of the great things I love about you is you're well-informed about a lot of things. You don't claim to be perfect, but you are truly a leader in our community, and I'm so happy to know you, my man.
Well, I couldn't think any higher of you, my friend. I'm so proud of you, and keep doing the great things you're doing, and we'll connect again soon.
Absolutely. That's Sean K. Jensen joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Author, speaker, coach. Go to the website, SeanKJensen.com, and you can do a lot of things there. You can check out his podcast. You can look at the books that he's written. Sean's just an awesome dude, just a really, really cool dude. And I have a pleasure to have a great friendship with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.